So this is one of the biggest nonprofits in Petersburg.
Yeah, we're the biggest sport in town.
Yeah.
Actually, and it's year-round, and you don't have to travel, and it's non-competitive. Every person who wants to dance is welcome to.
What about the long-term outlook for the studio? What do you see as kind of your role and how you'd like it to evolve long-term?
I would love to see us develop a visiting artist program. Because of where we live, remote, and the cost of living here, it's hard for us to recruit dance teachers. And our dance teachers work very, very hard and do a fabulous job. And I would love to be able to find more teachers to take some of the burden off their shoulders. And the way I can think to do it is to create a visiting artist series, which would be something maybe we could do in partnership with the Arts Council or something. But it's a dream. We don't have anything solid happening with that right now, but I think it would be a really good way for us to be able to get dancers up here who could see the community, hang out for a while, get a feeling for it, and maybe some of them will decide to stay.
And just connecting within the industry, and
Yeah, I
that
mean,
can be really inspiring, probably for the teachers.
yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I remember we had that dance troupe come through a couple years
Yeah,
ago.
the Body Box group that came through Petersburg Arts Council and Inmitkov Dance Troupe also helped pay for them to come. And the teachers were able to, do some cross training with them. They just loved that. And, we do also pay for online training, but there's just something about the in-person kind of exchange of ideas that is just, so much more prevalent.
Dancing with their peers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
And
super fun for them.
so the visiting artist series that Lizzie's talking about, they would be able to teach classes to our students here for the semester, and maybe they would be able to offer something that we don't offer. And so for that semester, there's something new. So this is our, our dream is to really expand on our program that we already have. We also would love to get back into having like a traveling troupe of dancers that, back when Mindy was the owner of the studio, she would have a group of dedicated dancers that were really working super hard. And then they would go to like Ketchikan and they would perform down in Ketchikan with the Ketchikan Ballet or the Ketchikan Dance School. And so we would love to have like a, specialized group that could do that again for those dancers that really do focus hard on dance. But, with the amount of teachers that we have right now, it's not possible with the time schedule to be able to do that. But again, if we had a visiting artist series or we can expand on teachers, then that's something that we could make a reality again.
Yeah, we'd like to grow the program, and we're intentionally moving in that direction.
One of the first things we did when Lizzie became the director is send her up to Anchorage for a 4-acre class, which I'll have her tell you about right now.
Actually, Angina came with me for the launch of it because it is a new relationship. It's a different power structure. I'm supposed to be between the board and the staff. And since we've never had someone in that position, it takes some getting used to. And so we went to the 4-acre group's executive leadership intensive, which ends in May. I'm taking webinars and I'll have to go back up to Anchorage in May. It's just been such a great experience for us. It was really wonderful to find out how much we've been doing right. Gina and Karin Christensen and Katrina Miller and Sina Warhatch, Ashley Kawashima, we've been doing a lot right. And so that was wonderful to find out. And the things that we have had, the struggles we've had, the things that haven't been going as well as we'd like, make perfect sense for where we are in our journey. So we're quite normal, it turns out. And that's nice to know. And participating in this just opens up a wealth of resources and support to us. I've been taking classes on fundraising, on employee evaluations. Next week, I'm taking one on how to make an employee handbook. And they'll help me, they'll review it for us. And they have so many years of experience and so many different nonprofits that participate that they really are the experts.
And you also get a mentor.
And I have a mentor, and he's been great to talk to and just bounce ideas off of and get guidance from. So I feel like we're in a really great place right now to launch into making our dreams come true.